Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned and globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to hear how things went at the AgChat Advocacy 2.0 conference. This took place in Nashville, Tennessee. We had well over 100 farmer attendees who came to develop their social media skills to be advocates for agriculture. I'm going to share a conversation with two of the folks that were very involved in putting on this conference, and that's Michelle Payne Knoper. She is one of the board members for the AgChat Foundation, and then also Amanda Solman, who was basically kind of like our summer project manager to put on this conference. So let me share those two conversations with you. At the Advocacy 2.0 conference, I'm visiting with Michelle Payne Knoper. And Michelle, this conference here that's just wrapping up here in Nashville has really been fascinating, just a ton of enthusiasm and and positive emotion that I've seen. How would you characterize this year's conference?
I think the excitement that's in the air really comes from the great talent that we have in the room, both in the attendees, the training committee that put it together, and the volunteers that make the AgChat Foundation work. So we're very excited. We saw activity even before the conference that people had started blogging that had not blogged before. Some folks developed a Facebook page. Other folks decided to start tweeting. So we know advancements already were made once they were accepted to the conference. We had 115 attendees this year, which was up significantly from last year, and unfortunately had to turn several people away. So we would encourage all of you listening to be sure that you apply to ACFC 12, which is the AgChat Foundation Conference in 2012.
Well, looking at this conference, what are some of the things that maybe have struck you with either attendees or programs that were presented or just discussions that were held?
One of the striking things about this year's conference was just people's warmth and connection, because we've all been connected and virtually for quite some time now. But, you know, just a quick hug when you actually get to see somebody. And, you know, when you have 115 people in a room, it's hard to get around to everybody at the breaks. But one of the exciting things that we did this year was to extend our networking time. So we had plenty of opportunity for large, small, and one-on-one networking. Another thing that the training committee felt was very important was to break into basic and advanced sessions. So as an example, we had a basic and advanced Twitter session. We had a basic and advanced blogging session that you were graceful enough to help us with, Chuck. So that was really a neat learning opportunity. And then really what our goal was is to bring the mobile and tablet platforms to the conference and to be sure that we were all moving the skill sets up to the next level.
Mm-hmm. And I participated in that session, and it's just amazing to me how many of them brought tablets, for example, and were using them not only there but throughout the conference. Mm-hmm. We did kind of maybe create a little bit of a challenge for the hotel internet access, as somebody put it. Not only was we each online with one device, in some cases two or three at the same time.
Yes, we did, and I had two major challenges at this conference. Number one is I have terrible iPad envy, because I have always wanted one, and I still don't have one, and I've never been in a room with so many. So I tried really hard not to have sticky fingers. And secondly, from day one, when we negotiated with the hotels in Nashville, we made the technology need be readily apparent. They assured us that they were fully ready for us. We had three routers in the room yesterday that could not keep up with us. They ended up running wired lines in, so the presenters like yourself all had the opportunity for enough speed, and they admitted today that they just were not fully equipped for us. And we are a tech-heavy conference, and for those of you that are listening that weren't here, one of the great messages that we can share in agriculture is our use of technology in a positive and friendly way, whether it's GPS, whether it's the phone, or whether it's biotechnology. You know, being able to utilize different technology tools in a lot of different ways is a message that personally I think we need to be able to share, and the folks at the Renaissance in Nashville certainly understand how techno-savvy agriculture is now.
Well, I guess just maybe last thought, looking ahead, we're going to do this again next year. You know, anything that the committee has already kind of thought of, well, maybe next year we ought to think this or that, or is it too early? And then for people who have not either attended or maybe become involved, we are always looking for volunteers on the foundation.
Yes.
We actually have some board positions that need to get filled. You know, what would you say to encourage people?
My encouragement would simply be this, and it was the same message that I shared with the crowd last night. Regardless of whatever your role is in agriculture, how can you leverage your position as a thought leader to reach out and help more people understand agriculture? That doesn't have to be a hardcore advocacy position. You don't have to blog, you don't even have to tweet, and you don't have to Facebook, but you do have to have the conversation. So that really would be my personal challenge and encouragement to every single individual in agriculture, because it is so critical, as most of us know. The training committee has talked about a couple of perhaps changes for next year that we would like to do, but in all honesty, it's 100% volunteer conference. We just need to get through this one, and if you are interested in advocacy, which is online advocacy, we certainly would invite you and welcome you, or if you're just curious, to go to agchat.org. You can learn more about our weekly conversations there. You can learn more about how to become a volunteer. And know that if you are genuinely interested in empowering a connected community of advocates, we would love to have you on board. So come on and join us.
All right. Well, we hope they will. And I just have a sense with the energy coming out of here that there's going to be a lot more encouragement out in that online community. Thank you very much, Michelle. At the Advocacy 2.0 conference, we're just winding things up. I'm visiting with Amanda Solman. Amanda, you have really done a lot of work to help put this conference on. What's that effort been like?
It's been a lot of fun. It's definitely been a growing experience for me to meet, well, not so much meet as work with people who I already know, but in a different capacity, and get more involved with the Ag Chat Foundation, which is something I've been looking forward to doing since I attended last year's conference. So, and I've never really planned an event, so that was really fun to learn all those details.
Well, you kind of were our first, as a foundation, person that we've hired to do some work for us. Is this something you would like to maybe do some more of in the future?
Oh, I think I would definitely be looking forward to helping some more, maybe in a slightly smaller, less time-sensitive capacity. I did just start my first job, so but I think there's a lot of good work that the foundation is doing, and I think they really need a point person to help them do all that. And so maybe, yes, a slightly smaller capacity, but I would be definitely looking forward to continuing.
So what do you think about this whole idea of farmers using social media to speak out and engage with consumers?
I think it is something that not every single farmer, but as an industry, we have an obligation to do. You know, just to see the impacts we've made in such a short time already and the opportunities that there still are, I look forward to seeing really what happens, because it's such a neat atmosphere to be involved in.
So what are you going to take away from this experience?
From this experience, the biggest thing for me is getting to meet new people. Like I said, I just started my career, so it's great to network and learn what other people are doing. You know, how I learn from them, they learn from me. It's a great interaction that I've gotten to do over the past year, and I look forward to continuing that.
Wonderful. Well, I just want to thank you so much for helping put on what's been a wonderful conference, and that's all done with the help of people like you and other volunteers who have kind of stepped up to do it. It's been a great conference. I'll make a closing comment here about the conference, and that is that I don't think I've ever seen a group of people so energized to go out leaving that conference and start doing and using some of the tools that they learned there during the sessions that we put on. We're going to do this again. In fact, we hope to do more than just one annual conference. So right now we are looking for companies or organizations that would like to support AgChat. They can contact me or any of the board members, and just go to agchat.org if you'd like to learn more. That's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.